The title for my sermonette today is Reality versus Perception. So let me ask you this. Have you ever felt that you were able to perceive something and then it turned out to be something completely different than what you thought it was? Now, we live in a world that is based on realities. Reality is stuff that is, or it's real, right? It can hit us over the head because it's tangible. You know, just because we don't see gravity, it doesn't mean that gravity isn't there. You know, if you jump off a building, well, you're not going to suddenly start floating up into space or floating to the ground. No. What's going to happen? Well, you're going to fall quickly. So the laws of nature are reality. There's all kinds of realities like this, right? Now, the laws of God are also a reality. You know, if we choose to obey them, we reap blessings. But if we don't, we lose God's protection and the blessings. Like we've said so many times, these are automatic. They're built in. If you will turn to Malachi 3, we see an example of this. Malachi 3, and beginning in verse 8, says, "Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings." Verse 9, "You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings that there will not be room enough to receive it." God's admonition here is to test him. Try it out. See if this is actual a reality, or is it just perception? Now, perception of reality can almost be a two-edged sword. You know, we have nothing better to trust our understanding of this physical world than through perception. And perception of reality helps to guide our understanding of reality. Like I already stated, reality is what's actually going on. While perception is how we feel about what we are seeing. And then when the two meet up, the outcome of our perception is what happens. It's what we do. If you will turn to Hebrews 4 and verse 12. Hebrews 4 and verse 12, it says, "For the word of God is alive and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him to whom we must give account." You see, with perception just on a human plane, it's not good enough. We have to have the perception of God. But this is where it can get tricky at times, right? Because we are told that our hearts, what are they? They are deceitful. Jeremiah 17, verse 9, should be a well-known scripture. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind. Even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing." You know, it's easy to fool ourselves about our own reality if we are not honest with ourselves. What we perceive can be totally affected or skewed by our points of reference. And not just for ourselves, but also when it comes to other human beings. You know, just because we see a situation one way doesn't make it always true. Romans 14 and verse 22. Romans 14 and verse 22 says, "Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith, for whatever is not from faith is sin." We have to be sure that we are sure in ourselves of what we are doing, not worrying about anybody else. We have to be sure that the Word of God is reality in our lives, that our perception is based upon this reality. You know, it's so easy to not see the elephant that's in the room, and yet everybody else can see that elephant. Now, the opposite is also true. It's easy to be able to point out others' sins, to say, "Oh, that person, he's doing that wrong. She's doing that wrong." But what about yourself? First Corinthians 11 and verse 29 is a scripture we often read around Passover. First Corinthians 11 and beginning in verse 29 says, "For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And for this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." Paul's very telling statement here was, why are so many of you sick? Why are there so many of you sleeping? You are not willing to judge yourselves. And what are we judging ourselves against? The reality of the Bible. Now, I've already kind of touched upon this, but you know, it's hard enough to understand and to be able to judge ourselves. It's a whole other can of worms to put yourself in someone else's shoes before you judge them. Which is part of why Christ said that we are not to judge others. Turn to Matthew 7. And verse 1. Matthew 7 and verse 1, "Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that speck from your eye,' when there is a plank in your own eye? Hypocrite, remove first the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to be able to remove the speck from your brother's eye." Not that it's wrong, brethren, to judge actions when necessary. That's not what's being stated here. John 7 and verse 24. Christ rounds out this thought here. John 7 and verse 24 says, "Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." Now, it takes understanding and knowledge in reading this Bible to really know how to judge, to how to use this Word of God as our base. Let us judge ourselves on the reality of the laws that we see, that we read, that we know are a fact. You know, it's so easy to judge others' faults because we judge them against what? Reality. But instead, let's be judging ourselves. Let's be opening our own eyes, removing the specks from our own eyes, and preparing ourselves as bride would be getting herself ready to be wed. Let's keep ourselves spotless from this world. And we can do this by basing our lives on the very Word of God, which is our reality.